WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to our program about the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with executive director, Pamela Pantos. And Pamela's waving to the cameras here in the studio. We don't have any cameras here in the studio. But anyway, welcome, Pamela.
Thank you.
Show number 77 for us.
It's a lucky number.
It is a lucky number. And what kind of luck are we going to have listening to music tonight?
Well, Mike, I have to say I was truly inspired by the Verdi Requiem program that we produced last week. And as you know, the inspiration came because Verdi has an October birthday.
Right.
So, as I mentioned, the Verdi Requiem was as dramatic as any opera that the composer ever wrote. However, Verdi's drama is about heaven and hell, really absolute. And the composer we're discussing today is also an October baby, wrote probably one of the most famous operas of all time, and yet was almost a one-hit wonder, namely Georges Bizet. And he lived from 1838 to 1875. Bizet did write lots of other pieces that we know of, like his opera The Pearl Fishers or his La Lisienne. However, he did not have the consistency nor the great compositional technique that Verdi had. But what he did manage to do was take a piece of literature, namely Mallarmé's piece, and transform it into a great theatrical work with fabulous music. So he was a little ahead of his time and basically did what musical theater does today, where you have dialogue and you have music and you put it all together and it becomes very accessible and entertaining to the audience.
Right, dialogue versus all singing.
Right, yeah. And he actually wrote two versions of the spoken. There's spoken dialogue in the piece that also you can sing as recitative. Hmm. So it has music written to it. So he knew what he was doing. And so what piece are we talking about? Carmen. And I thought that maybe our listeners would indulge me today, as I did bring my own recording of this piece.
Your own recording, meaning not your personal recording, but a recording of you personally.
Yes, I sang Carmen a great deal.
Right.
So I thought I'd bring that along this evening.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
And this was recorded in Germany under the baton of Maestro Roberto Paternostro. And so the program is really from Carmen's perspective. Often we see the piece sort of as, you know, the fourth wall. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it might be interesting for the audience to hear a little bit about what Carmen probably thought during this whole piece. So we're going to skip and get right into the action. As many individuals know, we are in Spain on a very hot summer's day. There's a cigarette factory where all of the women work. There's also a garrison nearby. And the men of the village and the soldiers all wait for the whistle that indicates the women are going to come out and take a break from their work. And so all these women come out and they're hot and there's a fountain and they dip into the fountain. And it's very sensual, the heat of the day and everything. So again, Bizet knew what he was doing when he opened the piece with this very, you know, hot, sensual atmosphere. But the men are really waiting for one particular woman, namely Carmen. She stands out in any crowd, as some women do. And so after the men have been watching these women for a while, one of them says, "Hey, but where's Carmen?" And she has her grand entrance and sings the famous Habanera. So let's listen to that sequence.
Voici la cloche qui sonne, mon lieutenant.
Thank you.
very impressive. Obviously, I can't say enough about how cool that is to have the world-class, world-famous you sitting right in front of me here. That's very nice.
There we go.
Very, very well done.
So thank you. So as the story progresses, Carmen, as we know, is a little bit of a hellion. And there's this great moment that sometimes slips by when you're watching the piece. But basically, another one of the women in the cigarette factory and Carmen get into a tussle. We know, of course, sort of intuitively that Carmen is to blame here, but she always comes out smelling like a rose. So this next moment is this au secours, where basically all of these women come rushing out of the cigarette factory and the soldiers come in and try to kind of, you know, keep things, stop the melee, stop this violence from happening. And Carmen's kind of standing there with a knife in her hand, or often she's hid the knife, just
like,
kind of
who,
looking
me?
Like an angel. Yeah. Exactly. So this is this really wonderful moment. And I think it really, it's important that, the female chorus has this very dramatic moment. So I thought it would be really fun to listen to that.
We'll do that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back once again with the Newport Music Festival presenting for the first time in a couple of years now. We not only get to listen to Pamela Pantos as the executive director, but we're also pleased tonight to be listening to her perform.
Oh, thank you very much.
Beautiful, beautiful music. And let's pick it up from where we left off.
Okay. So as we left it, you know, Carmen's standing there looking quite innocent, and they all know that she did it. So these next three pieces that we're going to hear will go quite together. And basically, they accuse her of, you know, having started the situation, of actually, sometimes you see it as she took a knife and she actually kind of cut a cross in another woman's forehead.
Again, as you do,
as she does. And this next thing is sort of this insolent, she doesn't even answer them. They bind her hands together and they're going to take her off to prison. And she kind of says, tra-la-la, kind of do what you want with me. I'm not going to tell you anything. And then after that moment, there's a little bit of that dialogue we spoke of. So this is really, you know, that spoken language that comes into it. And I think it's much more effective than when you sing it, because it suddenly becomes very realistic. And basically the Don Jose, the soldier who is responsible for taking her off to prison, you know, and she says, you know, umu kundurirevu, like, where are you taking me off to? And he answers. And then after that, she basically sits down in the shade of a tree, or at least in many of the stage directions, and she seduces him by singing the seguidilla, and the seguidilla is a traditional Spanish dance. So she kind of dances even though her hands are bound. And she talks about her lover and that when she gets out of prison, she's going to go off to meet him in this bar run by this guy named Lilas Pastia, and that place is actually where the smugglers all hang out. So basically she seduces him through the seguidilla, and by the end of it, he is so taken with her that he unbinds her hands.
Of course. Of course.
That's our next little section.
Eh bien, Carmencita, avez-vous quelque chose à répondre? Parlez, j'attends. Ce ne sont pas des chansons que je te demande, c'est une réponse. Vous pourrez y chanter vos chansons de bohémienne. Don José, c'est vous qui la conduirez.
Conduirez-vous ?
À la prison.
Eh bien, moi, je sais que tu me laisseras m'échapper. Et cela, parce que tu m'aimes.
Moi, t'aimer ? Ne me parle plus de mon temps. Je te défends de me parler.
Oh.
So as the opera progresses, we see many different sides of what I would say is one of the first truly liberated women of opera. So they've often been kept quite down, but Carmen just says, let me show you what I can do. So obviously she's this incredible free spirit and knows how to have a great time. So this next scene takes place in the bar of the Hotel of Lila Spastia. She's obviously escaped and she's there. And she and her fellow gypsy friends, her two friends, Mercedes and Fresquita, so there are three of them together, are entertaining the guests. And they sing this great trio in which they are just free. And it gets very, it gets faster and faster. And by the end of it, it's sort of this big, I'd say almost like an orgy of sound. And it's really fun. So we'll listen to that.
Oh.
We are back with our listening pleasure of Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, performing Carmen. And Pamela, I have to ask, this was, I think you mentioned, performed in, did you say Germany?
We actually recorded it in Germany, and then the performances were done in Rotterdam, in the Netherlands, in the Rotterdam Arena, which is normally used for sporting events, so it's huge. It seats 40,000 people.
40,000 people?
So they converted this outdoor arena, actually it's covered, a covered arena. They put in tons of sand. They brought in, I mean, we had horses and donkeys and ponies. The chorus was 400. The orchestra was 250. It was this mega production of Carmen. It was really very exciting. But as you can imagine, taking that from a normal proscenium theater into that arena took a lot of people in production. But it was extremely successful. And, you know, it had like a 10-year run. I did the premiere and several other you know, performances. But then it had a run. They kept running it because it had so much demand. So.
Amazing.
It was remarkable. It was truly remarkable.
Not only the singing amazing, but obviously speaking a different language, which you can do very well.
We try.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, I apologize to our listeners if they feel like this was very Carmen-centric from the one, you know, the one character, because of course there are great other pieces like the Toreador aria that everyone waits for.
Exactly.
And then the soprano has beautiful arias, but the sopranos always seem to get beautiful arias. So I don't feel badly, you know, putting the mezzo first and foremost this evening. And the tenor, he gets a few good arias too. But anyway, so this has been a little Carmen-centric tonight. Anyway, so we're going to skip all the way to the end. Obviously, okay. There's a, you know, it's a big opera. There's a lot of pieces, but I think the ending is quite significant in it. You know, Jose falls in love with Carmen. They escape to the mountains. They have this torrid affair. And basically, she gets tired of him because he becomes so dependent upon her. And she's like, and so she ends up in love with the Toreador, or at least with him, as much as Carmen can love anyone. And Jose goes to prison for a number of reasons, comes back. And so this is, he's come back, and her friends have said to her, "We saw Jose. He's got a knife. He's coming to get you." And she's like, "Let him have at it," kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. So you hear in the background people listening to, you know, the Toreador, right, who's in the arena. And outside of the arena, Jose, you know, affronts Carmen, and she looks at him and she's like, "Look, I don't love you anymore." And he's like, "Tell me you love me." She says, "Don't love you anymore. What are you going to do to me?" And basically she says, "Go ahead, kill me. I'd rather die than be with you," because she's this incredible free spirit. And in the end, he kills her. And the opera ends with this incredibly tragic moment where she's dead, right? She's died for her freedom. And he sobs over her, singing, "Carmen, my Carmen." So, you know, it's really a reversal of the roles in opera. She dies for her freedom, and he's this sad, you know, lost soul. So I always love doing this. I died really well. So. This was a lot of fun.
All right. We will listen to this, and then we'll see you next time with the Newport Music Festival. She's Pamela Pantos, the executive director, and I'm Mike Mano. See you next week.
Notre Sion in amore la possède, Carmen.
battu.
Laissez-moi.
Cet homme qu'on acclame, c'est ton nouvel amant.
Laissez-moi.
Pour mon âme, tu ne passeras pas, Carmen. C'est moi que tu suivras.
Laissez-moi, je sais, je ne te suivrai pas.
Tu vas le retrouver.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.